Yeah, they rolled to cover six. He was playing the Sam, so I figured he would stay on the right side of the field, but I should have known. It's Troy Polamalu. He doesn't ever stay anywhere. So he followed my eyes and came back to hardline and ran underneath it. So I just got to be aware of where he's at all times and not throw it to him, obviously. And then responding from that, you know, it was a tough play. You know, I shouldn't have thrown the ball there. He made a play. But we knew we had to respond. I knew I had to respond and come make some throws.
Ronnie, had you ever played in conditions quite like you saw out there today?
I've played cold before, but never the snow like that.
Did it get easier for you as the game went on? Were you able to adjust to the conditions out there?
I don't think it was so much adjusting to it. You know, I felt good all game. You know, the snow settled down in the second half. It wasn't coming down as hard, but I felt like other than a few slips, it really didn't have a huge impact on the game.
Were you surprised after as tight as the game was in the first half that you came out in the second half and it turned into what ended up being a shootout?
I wasn't really surprised. You know, games can change in a heartbeat. You know, the weather cleared up in the second half. Turned out to be a nice day, and you know, the offense has really turned it up from there.
Charles Clay, it seems like you've gained a lot of confidence in him, and when you feed him the football, obviously today and what we've seen in the last few weeks, he's come through in a big way for you time and time again.
Yeah, he's a great player. He's, you know, fun to be around. A guy that wants to be good. He wants to do all the little things right. He listens. Talk through routes, talk through adjustments with him. He's right there listening and executes it well. So he's a guy that's a heck of an athlete that makes small plays and big plays.
What was going through your mind on that last play when they're laddering the ball around and heading for the goal line?
Is this really happening? You know, it seemed surreal for a second. And then I did see him step out. I was standing right down the sideline. Thank goodness for that one inch.
Ryan, are you
I don't know. You know, at this point, you know, we just have to keep winning. And for us to do that, I have to play well. Got to keep progressing and heading right there.
I mean, what's it say that we come to a place like Pittsburgh where a lot of teams back with the loss and win the way you guys wanted it?
Well, it was a team effort. You know, I think guys really stepped up defense. You know, after we went ahead, defense came up huge. Four straight stops. And then there at the end, you know, did enough to end the game. So, you know, it was a pure team effort that we really hung in there together and came out the win.
One or two more? Well, if you work the ball, I mean, it seems like you have so many different options. Is there a guy that you go to when you're under pressure, things like that, or you don't really care for your friends?
It's more by plays, you know. All our plays are progression. I say majority of our plays are progression red. So it's not so much picking a guy as it is just going through progression.